Today is the 18th day of the month of December. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Welcome back around the global campfire as we continue our journey through this month of December. Continue our journey toward Christmas and then our journey to the end of the year. Wow. And it's coming. It's coming. We've been sailing a long time together through this year, but we can see the shore, and it's not too far off. And I am so grateful to have taken this journey thus far this year, and looking forward to actually finishing strong, finishing well, finishing 20 years. And that's a day-by-day, step-by-step thing. And so here we are. Another day. Another step. I'm going to read an entire book again today. The 8th book of the 12 books of the Minor Prophets. This book is called Habakkuk. And as with some of these other Minor Prophets, almost nothing is known about Habakkuk's life. Maybe even less than any other biblical writer. There is a tradition. It's a tradition, a Hebrew Jewish tradition, that speaks of Habakkuk as the son of the Shunammite woman who had been resurrected through Elisha the prophet. And that story we found in the book of 2 Kings. There's another tradition found in the apocryphal book called Bel and the Dragon that depicts Habakkuk ministering to Daniel while he is in the lion's den. And so, well, I mean, here, those are some traditions around Habakkuk that we're not going to find in the Bible. Scholars find them, especially this last one about Daniel in the lion's den, it probably to be the stuff of legend. Many verses in Habakkuk, though, are well known. One that is, this should be incredibly familiar from the Apostle Paul. And that is, the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. And so Paul had latched onto that, the just will live by faith. And that is also in the book of Hebrews as core doctrine of the Christian faith. So in terms of the content, though, of Habakkuk, because it's poetic, because it is kind of lyrical in form, especially the closing of it, the psalm or hymn that closes the book, some have imagined that Habakkuk may have been a musician, a temple musician. The book of Habakkuk is unique in that it contains a pointed conversation between the prophet Habakkuk and God. It moves from doubt to worship and is so poignant for us because Habakkuk begins by just saying out loud what he sees in the world. He talks about being surrounded by people who love to argue and fight. Does that at all sound familiar? He's grieving that the law of the Lord has become like non-existent, paralyzed, and that there is no justice in the courts. And the wicked far outnumber the righteous, and justice is perverted. And he's just saying this out loud because he's trying to understand how the sovereign God is involved in any of this and why he would allow this kind of evil to exist. Like he's not even paying attention. Like if that ever in any way sounds familiar in the ways that we scratch our head and try to figure ourselves out and try to figure the people of this world out. And God responds that he's going to use the Babylonians, who are evil, to punish his own people. which further confuses Habakkuk. And in response, God tells Habakkuk that it's like a part of a process. The Babylonians would punish his people, but they would not go unpunished. In the end, they'll be completely destroyed. And this is just revealing that God is not indifferent, is not unaware of what's going on, but he does. He is following a pattern and a plan, and it's true and it's just. Which ultimately leads Habakkuk to kind of not disavow or not acknowledge what is going on, but to take a step back and trust and say, okay, you are the sovereign Lord. There is no other place to trust. And so, man, may we take it on board as we read the three chapters that make up the book of Habakkuk. The prophecy that Habakkuk, the prophet, received. How long, Lord, must I call for help, but you do not listen, or cry out to you violence, but you do not save? Why do you make me look at injustice? Why do you tolerate wrongdoing? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and conflict abounds. Therefore, the law is paralyzed and justice never prevails. The wicked hem in the righteous so that justice is perverted. The Lord answered, "Look at the nations and watch and be utterly amazed. For I am going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. I am raising up the Babylonians, that ruthless and impetuous people who sweep across the whole earth to seize dwellings not their own. They are a feared and dreaded people. They are a law to themselves and promote their own honor. Their horses are swifter than leopards, fiercer than wolves at dusk. Their cavalry gallops headlong. Their horsemen come from afar. They fly like an eagle swooping to devour. They all come intent on violence. Their hordes advance like a desert wind and gather prisoners like sand. They mock kings and scoff at rulers. They laugh at all fortified cities. By building earthen ramps, they capture them. Then they sweep past like the wind and go on. Guilty people whose own strength is their God." And Habakkuk said, "Lord, are you not from everlasting? My God, my Holy One, you will never die. You, Lord, have appointed them to execute judgment. You, my rock, have ordained them to punish. Your eyes are too pure to look on evil. You cannot tolerate wrongdoing. Why then do you tolerate the treacherous? Why are you silent while the wicked swallow up those more righteous than themselves? You have made people like the fish in the sea, like the sea creatures that have no ruler. The wicked foe pulls all of them up with hooks. He catches them in his net. He gathers them up in his dragnet. And so he rejoices and is glad. Therefore he sacrifices to his net and burns incense to his dragnet. For by his net he lives in luxury and enjoys the choicest food. Is he to keep on emptying his net, destroying nations without mercy? I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint." Then the Lord replied, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. See, the enemy is puffed up. His desires are not upright. but the righteous person will live by his faithfulness. Indeed, wine betrays him. He is arrogant and never at rest, because he is as greedy as the grave, and like death, is never satisfied. He gathers to himself all the nations and takes captive all the peoples. Will not all of them taunt him with ridicule and scorn, saying, "Woe to him who piles up stolen goods and makes himself wealthy by extortion. How long must this go on? Will not your creditors suddenly arise? Will they not wake up and make you tremble? Then you will become their prey. Because you have plundered many nations, the people who are left will plunder you. For you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Woe to him who builds his house by unjust gain, setting his nest on high to escape the clutches of ruin. You have plotted the ruin of many peoples, shaming your own house and forfeiting your life. The stones of the wall will cry out, and the beams of the woodwork will echo it. Woe to him who builds a city with bloodshed and establishes a town by injustice. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Woe to him who gives drink to his neighbors, pouring it from the wineskin till they are drunk, so that he can gaze on their naked bodies. You will be filled with shame instead of glory. Now it is your turn. Drink and let your nakedness be exposed. The cup from the Lord's right hand is coming around to you, and his grace will cover your glory. The violence you have done to Lebanon will overwhelm you, and your destruction of animals will terrify you, for you have shed human blood. You have destroyed lands and cities and everyone in them. Of what value is an idol carved by a craftsman, or an image that teaches lies? For the one who makes it trusts in his own creation. He makes idols that cannot speak. Woe to him who says to wood, "Come to life," or to lifeless stone, "Wake up." Can it give guidance? It is covered with gold and silver. There is no breath in it. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet on Shigionot. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds, Lord. Repeat them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. God came from Timan, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens and his praise filled the earth. His splendor was like the sunrise. Rays flashed from his hand, where his power was hidden. Plague went before him. Pestilence followed his steps. He stood and shook the earth. He looked and made the nations tremble. The ancient mountains crumbled and the age-old hills collapsed. But he marches on forever. I saw the tents of Cushan in distress, the dwellings of Midian in anguish. Were you angry with the rivers, Lord? Was your wrath against the streams? Did you rage against the sea when you rode your horses and your chariots to victory? You uncovered your bow. You called for many arrows. You split the earth with rivers. The mountains saw you and writhed. Torrents of water swept by. The deep roared and lifted its waves on high. Sun and moon stood still in the heavens at the glint of your flying arrows, at the lightning of your flashing spear. In wrath you strode through the earth, and in anger you threshed the nations. You came out to deliver your people, to save your anointed one. You crushed the leader of the land of wickedness. You stripped him from head to foot. With his own spear you pierced his head when his warriors stormed out to scatter us, gloating as though about to devour the wretched who were in hiding. You trampled the sea with your horses, churning the great waters. I heard and my heart pounded. My lips quivered at the sound. Decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the fields produce no food, though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. For the director of music and my stringed instruments, Revelation 9. The fifth angel sounded his trumpet, and I saw a star that had fallen from the sky to the earth. The star was given the key to the shaft of the abyss. When he opened the abyss, smoke rose from it like the smoke from a gigantic furnace. The sun and sky were darkened by the smoke from the abyss. And out of the smoke, locusts came down on the earth and were given power like that of scorpions of the earth. They were told not to harm the grass of the earth or any plant or tree, but only those people who did not have the seal of God on their foreheads. They were not allowed to kill them, but only to torture them for 5 months. And the agony they suffered was like that of the sting of a scorpion when it strikes. During those days, people will seek death, but will not find it. They will long to die, but death will elude them. The locusts looked like horses prepared for battle. On their heads, they wore something like crowns of gold, and their faces resembled human faces. Their hair was like women's hair, and their teeth were like lions' teeth. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the thundering of many horses and chariots rushing into battle. They had tails with stingers like scorpions, and in their tails they had power to torment people for 5 months. They had as king over them the angel of the abyss, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in Greek is Apollyon, that is, destroyer. The first woe is past. Two other woes are yet to come. The sixth angel sounded his trumpet, and I heard a voice coming from the four horns of the golden altar that is before God. It said to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been kept ready for this very hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. The number of the mounted troops was twice 10,000 times 10,000. I heard their number. The horses and riders I saw in my vision looked like this. Their breastplates were fiery red, dark blue, and yellow, as sulfur. The heads of the horses resembled the heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and sulfur. A third of mankind was killed by the three plagues of fire. Smoke and sulfur came out of their mouths. The power of the horses was in their mouths and in their tails, for their tails were like snakes, having heads with which they inflict injury. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the work of their hands. They did not stop worshipping demons and idols of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, idols that cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they repent of their murders, their magic arts, their sexual immorality, or their thefts. Psalm 137. By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of the songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you, if I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. Daughter Babylon, doomed to destruction. Happy is the one who repays you according to what you have done to us. Happy is the one who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Proverbs 30:10. Do not slander a servant to their master, or they will curse you, and you will pay for it. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for another day, another opportunity, another chance, day by day, step by step, to allow all of the facets and nuances of the scripture to wash into our lives. So much for us to learn, so much for us to think about, so much for us to contextualize, so much rich truth that just drips from the pages if we will just take it on board and allow it to begin to shift things inside of us, which is active participation with you as you do your work in our lives. As the Holy Spirit come and plant what we've read into the soil of our hearts, and may it be cultivated into the fruit of the Spirit within us, transforming everything about us, challenging everything that is false within us, and giving us the opportunity to step into freedom and to step into the light and to step into truth. Holy Spirit, come. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base. The Daily Audio Bible app is home base as well. It's where you get connected. It's where you find out what's going on around here. Clearly, Christmas time is what's going on around here. So today is the final-ish day to order the Christmas box and have it delivered in time for Christmas. Probably tomorrow will work, but just want a heads up, like we're there now. And we're shipping like crazy to get them to everybody on time. But just kind of a heads up, today, maybe tomorrow, we'll still be shipping. Like, We'll ship continuously. But if you have them and you want them for Christmas, then please, today, go to dailyaudiobible.com and go into the shop and get as many of those as you want. Also, we got a shipment and ordered some additional, because there was some requests for this, some additional of the Christmas blend. The chocolate hazelnuts, which is a very, very special, very, very meaningful recipe that we worked really, really hard on to create, because it really goes back into my wife and my history before we were ever married, when we were falling in love with each other. And so it goes back. It's a flavor. It's something that's nostalgic for us. It's also delicious. It's also delicious. A lot of you have been like, I'm ordering a Christmas box, but I want more bags. Like, I love this too, and I want more. So we made some more. While supplies last, and there are limited supplies, you can order those from the Daily Audio Bible Shop too, if you want multiple bags of those, or you just want another bag of it. Then you can get that in the Daily Audio Bible Shop, and we will get them right out to you as well. They're really, really good. Really good around the holidays. And so, letting you know that's available. Christmas music from the Daily Audio Bible is available. My album, Family Christmas, which I composed and arranged and produced with the idea of what kind of album would I want to listen to with all of the lights off and just the Christmas lights on, with a cup of hot coffee, some of that Wind Farm chocolate hazelnut, or some hot cocoa or hot tea. But what I want, if I just needed a minute to sit and just take it all in and settle my nervous system down from the chaos of it all, that's Family Christmas. I hope you can check that out. Our son Maxwell has an album that we released called Christmas Time, and that can be streamed as well. And it is contemplative, for sure. Both of those albums are available on pressed, colored vinyl. Beautiful packaging, beautiful colored vinyl. You can get those at the Daily Audio Bible Shop, or you can stream them wherever you might stream your music. Jill, my wife, my precious, my darling, has several Christmas songs that are available as well. So those are available. Make them part of your Christmas playlists. Let us be a part of setting the tone for the holidays together. The annual Christmas party that will be coming here in a few days, so be on the lookout for that. I've also mentioned that, and I kind of really explained this, so I won't re-explain it. Jill and I are going to create just a space for those of you who will, you know, who have a blue Christmas and who feel kind of isolated and alone. And so that will be a special program that will come on Christmas Eve, so be on the lookout for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, and thank you, we would not be a community, we would not be anything, and 20 years would not have happened, for sure. For sure, had we not been in this together. And so thank you, especially here at the end of the year, for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Where the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey. Hey, my beautiful and delightful dad fam. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels, and it is December 7th, and we are going to lift up some of the prayer requests left on the hotline. We're going to pray for Alyssa with this brain surgery coming up and her children that are very fearful. We're going to pray for Angela's husband, Chris, out of Texas, for strength in this season as he is still really saddened over the loss of his son, the death of his son. And we are going to pray for Serge regarding his health diagnosis that is currently preventing him from being a firefighter, which is his dream job. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you. You are the Almighty God, El Shaddai. You are the Most High God, El Elyon. Lord, there is nothing that you can't do. Father God, everything is in your power, and you are the creator of all of life and the sustainer of every existence. And we come before you because we know you're merciful. We know that you are slow to anger. We know that you're patient and abundant in mercy and grace and love and faithfulness, Father. We come before you. We lift up Alyssa, Lord. We ask that this surgery, Lord, would provide the key insights in what's going on in Alyssa's brain. We pray that that she can be healed, Father, by your grace and your mercy, and that you can strengthen her children in this season, Father God, that they may just keep all their faith and hope alive in you for their mother. We pray over Chris, Lord God, who needs your strength, Father God. He needs the endurance, Lord, to continue after this loss of his son, Father God. In this season, he worked so hard at his job, and he's such a great provider. He needs your strength, Father God. And we pray over Serge, Lord God, that you would heal him of this mystery health diagnosis, and if it's your will, that he could still be a firefighter. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hello, Dab family. This is Thomas from the Texas Hill Country, sending in a prayer request for my son Corbin, who is going to court tomorrow. By the time you hear this, that will have already come and gone, but I know that with God, time is irrelevant. We're really praying that God's will be done, and hoping that the judge will see the ridiculousness of the charges brought before him and will throw the case out. Corbin is was raised in the church, but has just recently devoted his life to Christ. And I know that as a new believer, the enemy will be looking for ways to discourage him and to drive him away from his newfound love for God the Father. So I pray that you would just keep him in your prayers, that the Holy Spirit would be with him and comfort him and guide him and give him the strength to get through this difficult time. Thank you, Dab family, for your support and for your prayers. Love you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is Shielded in Colorado. I'm calling today because my ex-husband is in the hospital and they don't expect him to survive. He's in end stages of renal failure, and my daughter is flying out there today. So I'm asking you to pray for her and safe travels and help her in this really hard time. Thank you. I have been praying for them since I found out last night, but let's just say I know the power of multi-prayers, and you guys are the prayer warriors. So thank you so much. And if she does want me to go be with her, if you could pray that all the arrangements will come together in a really short amount of time, I would appreciate it. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Hey guys, my name is Garrett from California, and I could really use some prayers and encouragement right now. I'm a recovering alcoholic, and unfortunately I've been drinking again the last couple days, and it's been a bit of a binge, and I feel really, really bad about it, and I just want to get my life back on track and could really use some prayers and encouragement, and get closer to Jesus and hopefully get back to being happy again and being sober. So I could really use some help, and I appreciate all of those that have dealt with addiction, in the past, and it's a tough fight. And yeah, thank you all. Appreciate it. God bless.